AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to murder in Florida for the deaths of 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
He answered a long list of questions from the judge aimed at confirming that he is mentally competent.
Do you understand that you are waiving your right to have the first part of the trial, which is often referred to as the guilt phase, where the jury would find you guilty or not guilty?
A separate court proceeding will decide his fate, life or death. The judge plans to begin screening jurors next month, aiming for the sentencing proceeding to begin in January. Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members on Valentine's Day 2018.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. And that if I were to get a second chance, I would do everything in my power to try to help others.
He had been expelled from Stoneman Douglas a year earlier.
I have to live with this every day. And brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes.
I'm Rita Foley.
The White House says preparations are being made once children 5 to 11 are allowed to get coronavirus shots. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says shots will be available at doctor's offices and community health centers.
As part of the federal pharmacy program, tens of thousands of local pharmacies across the country will offer vaccinations for kids.
Shots for kids 5 to 11 could be available within weeks. Regulators are expected to rule on authorizing booster doses of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines. Because of rising coronavirus cases, President Vladimir Putin is ordering most Russians to stay off work for a week later this month. Police say 3 people are dead, 2 others critically wounded, following a shooting at a home in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Details about what led to the shooting weren't immediately released, but a Twitter post by police say they believe this was an isolated incident with no threat to the community. This is AP News. New York City is now requiring municipal workers to get a coronavirus vaccine or be placed on unpaid leave.
The mandate affecting the nation's largest police department and more than 100,000 other city workers carries a November 1st deadline for getting the first vaccine dose. Guards at Rikers Island will be subject to the mandate December 1st. Of the workers affected, 71% have already received at least one dose, according to the city. Mayor de Blasio says workers who get their first shot by October 29th at a city-run vaccine site will get $500. He'd been weighing the mandate after instituting one for public school teachers. This also sets up a potential showdown with unions who said they'd oppose a vaccine mandate. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration dealt a serious blow to the proposed Twin Metals copper-nickel mine in Minnesota, ordering a study that could lead to a 20-year ban on mining upstream from the Boundary Waters Canoe Area wilderness. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.